The following podcast is intended for people who grew up in the 90s. You're listening to a 90s Today Short, hosted by Brandon. Hey, you're listening to the 90s Today Podcast. Today I'm going to do the first ever, the 90s Today Short, so let's begin. I'm going to talk about Nickelodeon Studios. Nickelodeon Studios opened on June the 7th, 1990, and closed on April 30th, 2005. It was inside of Universal Studios Florida, and that was in Orlando. And I actually went as a kid to Universal Studios Florida. Let me say, Nickelodeon Studios was an awesome place. It had a blue facade and gray, and then the green on the top of the building had like slime dripping down. Well, not real slime, it was drawn that way, and then you had the big, huge Nickelodeon GAC logo with the white lettering, and had the GAC geyser on the outside where every, I don't know if it was every so many minutes or what, it would shoot up GAC in the air, and I think if you were actually setting up near it, you could get sprayed a little bit by the GAC. Yeah, so it was pretty cool. I went there, I actually went inside, and was in a game show where they separated the kids into like a red and a blue group. I don't remember what we did, but it wasn't actually something they did on television. It was just when they brought the group in to take the tour of Nickelodeon Studios, you got to be in a little game show. And it was cool. It was very cool. I have pictures of it. I do remember walking in there and seeing Clarissa Explains It All getting filmed. So that was pretty awesome. I believe James said that he saw Kenan and Kel being filmed there. He said it was an episode that had a dog in it, I believe. A lot of things were filmed in Nickelodeon Studios. The first one ever was Super Sloppy Double Dare. It was, you know, because Universal Studios Florida was a theme park and a studio at the same time. I guess kind of the way Disney MGM was, if I'm not mistaken. But some of the shows that were filmed there were All That, Clarissa Explains It All, Kenan and Kel, My Brother and Me, Mystery Files of Shelby Woo, Welcome Freshman, Wienerville, to name a few. Game shows, of course, were some legendary ones like Legends of the Hidden Temple, Nickelodeon Guts, Nickelodeon Arcade, Global Guts, What Would You Do?, Double Dare 2000, ton of different shows. Even some Nick Jr. shows were filmed there. Nickelodeon had a big production for their Time Capsule, which they put Nintendo Game Boy, a Nicktoons shirt, Michael Jackson CDs, Twinkies, an issue of Nickelodeon Magazine, rollerblades, a can of GAC, Reebok pump sneakers, a book of endangered species, the little endangered species book you used to get when you had the book fair at school. And they had bubblegum, a skateboard, a comic book, a phone book, Home Alone VHS, a Back to the Future VHS, and a bunch of different photographs of bicycles, trains, politicians, celebrities, a piece of the Berlin Wall, and the Orlando, Florida TV Guide for the week, which they put the time capsule in, was April the 30th, 1992, so it was around 2 years after Nickelodeon Studios opened. Now, as time went on, Nickelodeon shifted its production over to Nickelodeon Studios on Sunset over in California. A lot of their animation was done over there, like Ren and Stimpy, Doug, Rugrats, to name a few. So, and I think that Nickelodeon Studios moved in with like MTV and their Viacom building, moved their headquarters over to California. So that's kind of how everything started to switch over. I know that Nickelodeon stopped doing things at the studios for a couple of years, and then a few new shows popped up, but then it just kind of was left abandoned. Although the Blue Man Group did take over, and you know they had that show there. But inside, and there's a couple of YouTubers, if you go online, you could see, I don't know if it's still like this, but you can still see the murals on the wall of Ren and Stimpy and different Nickelodeon animation. A lot of the stuff was set there, abandoned. But yeah, you could go on there and look for all that. I believe that the time capsule was moved to the Nickelodeon motel or hotel, whatever it's called. It's a Nickelodeon themed motel or hotel, or maybe, actually I don't even know if that even exists anymore, because I thought I read something about that on the way too. Okay, after more research on this, the time capsule was moved to Nickelodeon Suite Resort after the studio closed, but the hotel also closed, so the time capsule moved back to California, Burbank, California, at the new Nickelodeon studios over there, which is set to be open on April the 30th, 2042. So, yeah, that was the first time it actually left Orlando, Florida, the Nickelodeon time capsule. So, yeah, pretty much, I think everything's gone, Nickelodeon-wise, has went over to California. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this little special shorts podcast where I'm going to do little short segments of different topics, various topics in the 90s, really short podcasts. If you like this, let me know on Twitter, tweet me at the 90s today, Facebook at the 90s today, Instagram at the 90s today, and we'll see you next week. And stay tuned for the Saturdays episode where we're talking about video game memories of the 90s. And until next time.